everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Thriving Mosaic. I'm Stephanie Ravenscraft. And today I have something that I just thought was fun and I wanted to share. So sometime towards the end of 2023, I was at the grocery store and they had all of the calendars out for 24 and was looking, and there's a desk calendar. And what was it called? I don't remember its exact wording, but it was basically it's quotes from women. And so there is a quote from a different woman every day for a whole year. And I thought, wow, this is so cool, because it would, you know, be something positive to think on and all this. I had one a couple of years ago. It was called the Daily B Word. And it was funny. A lot of them were actually really hilarious. I kept two from the entire year that I hung up on a corkboard in my office. I'm looking at them right now, but I cannot read them to you. They're complete polar opposites. And you know, one of them fits for any given day. They're a lot of fun. I like looking at them and remembering them. Anyway, but I wanted to share all of my favorite quotes that I got in January. And I think I'm going to keep this up for the entire year. So in a few weeks, I will share my favorites from February. I've already have them in a list or in a stack. So what made me think about this was that as I have been tearing them off, I've then been, if it's something that I really liked or I resonated with, or it meant something to me, I set it aside. And so I was, my desk is a disaster. You need to know I keep my desk in such disarray, not intentionally, but that happens all the time, where I will clean it off and then I'm like, okay, well, I'll sit this here. I have like three open notebooks and several loose pieces of paper. I have a stack of receipts that I need to enter into QuickBooks right now. Like, it's just, it's always in disarray. And so I had two stacks of my monthly or my daily quotes, and I didn't know which one was garbage that I just tore off and never took to the garbage can, and which one was the ones that I wanted to look at. So I started going through them and I'm reading them again. And, you know, which ones am I going to keep? Like the one from the day that Megan got married. I'm going to keep that one. It will make it up to the corkboard. And which ones do I just want to read again or file away somewhere? Which ones are going to make it to the trash? And as I was reading through them, I'm like, some of these are really good. And what if I shared them? And so that's what I'm going to do today. So I'm just going to read through. These are just the ones that I decided to keep because they really resonated with me. And so the first one is from January 1st. And this is very fitting in with the last episode that I recorded, because where the last episode was sharing where I want to be in 5 years. January 1st quote is Diana Ross. Instead of looking at the past, I put myself ahead 20 years and try to look at what I need to do in order to get there then. And again, this is such a great way of thinking, because if you are not looking ahead at where you want to be, you're just going to keep doing the same actions over and over again. And are we actually moving ourselves forward? So I really like this, and it goes with like the book. I haven't finished it yet, but I'm still chugging my way through Be Your Future Self Now. Excellent book. Wish I could tell you who it's by, but I don't remember the author's name, but Be Your Future Self Now. So all of these things about thinking who you want to be, what you want to do, where are you going, so that you can make those steps now to get there. Okay. If your actions create a legacy that inspires others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, then you are an excellent leader. Dolly Parton. This one I'm keeping. It will go on the board. I absolutely love that one. There are two ways of meeting difficulties. You alter the difficulties or you alter yourself to meet them. Phyllis Bottom is who this quote is by. And this is an excellent way to think about life. We are either altering the things and the circumstances and the difficulties that are in our way, or we are altering ourselves to meet them. Words to ponder on. I love that one. This one is from the day Megan got married, and it was so fitting for that day. I absolutely loved it. I took a screenshot of it and I sent it in our family group chat so everyone had it. I've learned from experience that the greater part of our happiness or misery depends on our dispositions and not our circumstances. Martha Washington. This goes along with what we have been teaching our kids for years, is that, you know, we are in charge of our emotional state. We are not in charge of the things that happen around us, but we are in charge of how we feel about them, how we think about them, and how we react to them. And that totally is what what I take out of this quote from Martha Washington. And I thought that it was very fitting for Megan's wedding day, in that how we look back on that day and how we experienced that day had more about our disposition than anything that happened in the day, to cause stress or which it didn't. It was a magical day. It was perfect. Okay. I think women have a unique talent for being able to see the forest and the trees at the same time. This is Bozama St. John. I may have pronounced that correctly, I may not, but that is what I've got. This one resonated with me in such a way because several years ago, Cliff went to a conference by his friend Ray Edwards. And at this conference, they had this group of people come and speak prophecy over others on their name alone. The only thing that they knew about them was their name. And so then they took that in and prayed over it or meditated on it or whatever it was, and then came back with a word. Not a word, some of them were several. And so Cliff was telling me about his and what was spoken, and it was just such a very cool and powerful thing. And I was like, that is awesome. I absolutely love it. I wish I had something like that. And my husband, being the man that he is, he went and he had said that, you know, my wife thinks that this is so cool. And so they asked for my name and they did the same. And so it is still in my email inbox. I never move it because I go back and I listen to it. I'm actually should be due for a re-listen as soon as I'm finished recording this, because they were so powerful. They were so good. And one of them said that when they said my name, or when they meditated on my name, that they saw an eagle soaring above, seeing from a different perspective. And number one, the eagle is a symbol of freedom. And I have spent the last good portion of my life fighting for freedom of my own trauma, of generational trauma, of expectations of others. I have been breaking free in all of these areas of my life. And so for them to say my name and to see that symbol of freedom still brings goosebumps to my body. And secondly, I have often thought of myself as being able to see a situation from a different from different perspectives. I could be in it, I can be out of it. It doesn't, but I can see things that others cannot in different scenarios and circumstances. And so I love this quote about being able to see the forest and the trees at the same time, because I believe this about myself. And anyway, it was very good. Okay, next. I do know one thing about me. I don't measure myself by others' expectations or let others define my worth. This is Sonia Sotomayor. Some of these women, I don't know who they are, but I will be looking up. This is something I've meant to do already, and I should do it before I get further into the year, while there's still, you know, just a handful that I've collected. I worked so hard to learn this. This is something that means so much to me, because I worked so hard to fight off measuring myself by the expectations of others or letting others define my worth. And so this is another one. It goes on the board or in, I might create like we used to keep photo albums. I might create like an album and keep them all in there because they are so good. Okay. Next up, we have the beauty of standing up for your rights is others see you standing up and stand up as well. And this is what I want to be true. I want others to see the way I have fought for my freedoms, of the expectations of others, of breaking free of generational trauma, of stepping out and being able to see myself as God created me and live my life fully in that purpose and stand up and do that for themselves as well. That, so yes. Girls should never be afraid to be smart. Emma Watson. I just absolutely love that one. I absolutely right. Girls should never be afraid to be smart. Girls should never be afraid of a lot of things, but we have to stand up and fight for it. A woman is the full circle within her is the ability to create, nurture, and transform. Diane Marie Child. This is set, I don't know, it just, we are a full circle within ourselves. We have this power to create and transform and nurture and keep going and changing and growing continually in a positive loop. Anyway, love it. Okay. You never find yourself until you face the truth. Pearl Bailey. You never find yourself until you face the truth. Powerful words. You know, something that I have a friend who I saw post one time several years ago about, I don't understand the words, my truth, that just truth is truth. And that struck a chord with me because my truth is something that I say. And I say that because there are people in my life who are a part of my story, who will say that things happened a certain way. And they have to believe that for where they are in their life. And I understand that they have to believe that. But my truth is different from their truth. I had to face that is different. I had to face that they will never change. They may never change. And I had to learn to love them where they're at. And so if you're still following me, if you're still with me, I could not do that until I faced the truth. Well, the truth was that some things aren't going to change by my power. The truth is that some things will never change. But my truth is that I can change myself to accept, acknowledge, and either keep going or cut off or, you know, whatever needs to happen for me to be the best, fullest, whole version of myself. So anyway, tangents. Next, I am learning every day to allow the space between where I am and where I want to be to inspire me and not terrify me. Tracy Ellis Ross. Now, this is, again, you know, thinking about the Diana Ross from January 1st, who, you know, I see myself 20 years from now. Who do I want to be? Where do I want to be? And how am I going to get there? Think about those things. Let those inspire you and not terrify you. I'm thinking about the things that I want to be and do and where I'm going. And I am now in a position where I'm letting them inspire me, where I think in the past I have kind of let the actions to get there terrify me. And so they kept me from moving forward. So Tracy hit a nerve last month with that quote. So last, only when we are no longer afraid do we begin to live. And this one, it's Dorothy Thompson. And that one just makes me stop and think, because it's been a long time since I have lived in a constant state of fear. Fear of letting people down, fear of stepping out of line, fear of speaking up for myself and saying something didn't feel right or something didn't seem right or didn't resonate right. Or it's been a very long time since I have lived in that constant state of fear. So long now that I can look back and I can acknowledge and I can say that this is true, and that I did not begin to truly live until I stopped being there and I learned to step into my true self and I learned to be who I was created to be and let all of the other outside noise and let all of the other background noise fall away and not speak over me, that I began to truly, fully live and be alive. And I can look back and I can see those clear marks and the clear distinction of how I showed up in the world, how I showed up in my relationships, how I showed up for myself. I can see a clear line in when I stopped living in that state of afraid of everything, and I started living in the full acknowledgement of who I am and who I'm created to be and what I was created to do. And it really does feel like two vastly, vastly different people. And if you hear my background noise, that's my pup. Must be somebody going for a walk, or, you know, a leaf blew by the window, or there's a bird on the porch. You name it, he barks at it. But sometimes he will pop in and say hello just for that reason. But it isn't until I truly began to be who I am, who I was created to be, and letting all of the others fall away, when I became fully alive. That's a book by Ken Davis. Also amazing. These are my favorite quotes from January. They meant something to me. They resonated with me in a way. They made me think, or as I've explained, a lot of in a lot of ways, they just made me feel. And I'm going to continue to do this throughout the year and come and have, I already have my stack for February right here. And I hope that you guys, enjoy these. If any of this, you know, hit or resonated with you and you'd like to talk about it, you'd like to, you know, sense a change coming and want to work through it, want to have somebody to bounce ideas or thoughts off of, I am working toward this goal of offering 100 complimentary coaching sessions in 2024. If this is something that you are interested in, you know, please feel free to reach out to me at Stephanie@StephanieRavenscraft.com. And just, you know, in the subject line, put, you know, complimentary coaching, or I listen to your podcast, or something that's going to, I get a lot of junk mail. I get a lot of junk mail. I've been trying to unsubscribe to things as much as I can, and I still get more than I can handle. But reach out, Stephanie@StephanieRavenscraft.com, and I would be happy to send you a link. We'll schedule something. We will have a transformative, powerful 1 hour, 1 hour session completely on me, my gift to you, to help move you forward, to help you stop living in fear, or, you know, breaking up with expectations of others, or taking a step towards finding and believing who you were created to be and living in your exact purpose. I would love to help you get there. I'd love to help you find that. And Stephanie@StephanieRavenscraft.com would be a first step to doing that. Thank you guys so much for taking, you know, these 20 minutes and being on this journey with me. I love you immensely. And until next time, live your life on purpose.